The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Greetings, bold beverage buffs and accidental listeners. Strap in for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the show that fumbles funnier than a toddler juggling hot cocoa. Tonight, we're stirring up a whirlwind of wackiness, spiked with zesty one-liners to make you snort. There's Chuck, our sly tea whisperer, charming you quiet before unleashing a sneaky disaster. And Billy, oh boy, he's a human sugar rush, hyped to spill goofy rambles and tips as useful as a paper umbrella in a thunderstorm. Hoping for a mellow moment, oops, you've tripped into our teetering tent of tomfoolery. Grab your wobbly cup, dodge our flying antics, and cross your fingers that Chuck doesn't trick you into a bad bet while Billy tries to deep fry the tea leaves. If you're giggling at the madness, that's our secret recipe at work. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, where every minute's a hoot and you're roped into the riot.
Anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. That was pretty cool. Reading that. It was awesome.
Awesome.
That was amazing, man.
So amazing.
I know you were staring worse. You could just see our full-fledged wowness. So let me fix that for right. All you people so you don't cry and like, Mommy, it's too close.
They're but too I close. Mean...
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
That was funny.
We looked right at it.
I know, it was so funny. You have to see the show to know exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Because we had a little surprise for
We were doing it the whole time.
Simulcast.
Yeah. if you could have seen that whole situation, you would have been like, they need medication.
If you're like outside the door.
They're outside the window.
Yeah.
They're like.
Looking at us trying to, you know, figure out what we're going to do.
You look like that little girl meme where she's like.
Yeah, where she's got that funny face. Yeah, like,
what's going on? What the heck?
What the heck?
Well, anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Wanted to give a shout out to the people that, what is the name of the doctor's appointment, the doctor's place right next to the Family Dollar? Berkshire something. Anyway. Those guys are amazing there. They give the greatest diagnosis.
Occupational health?
Something, sure.
Is it like across the street from there?
Or? No, it's like you got Family Dollar and then you got AutoZone or whatever it is.
I have no idea what's
I can't
over
remember
there.
The name of it. Anyways, well, they know who I'm talking about them. So wanted to give a shout out to Erica and a few of the other ladies that are there. The guys are amazing. They give great diagnosis.
Shout out.
I get one more shout out to Val, the guy that fixes my car all the time, he's the best, dude. He's so awesome. He's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you hear this, Val.
Your bucket.
My bucket.
You're rolling. Yeah, the rolling turd. like an RV.
The rolling duct taped turd. Anyway.
Oh, so you have one of those.
I do. It's outside. Anyway.
I think I saw a car one time that had, like, the whole front end was duct taped.
Well, mine's partial.
And then...
It's modern.
And then there was a car that had, like, no brake light, but they had, like, red tape over it. But it worked. It wasn't a light. It was not a...
But, it works, but you can't see the light barely, but...
No,
yeah.
You can. It glows. It glows red.
Oh, nice.
But I would not recommend it.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it did... I was like, what the... What is and then they hit their brakes and I saw the brake light. It wasn't as prominent as the one that's not broken.
Yeah.
But it was really, I was like, you know, whoever thought it, they were creative. Let's get some red tape because the bulb is white. Think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people put Saran wrap on it and then paint it. I laughed so hard when I saw that and I was like,
can you imagine somebody going into like, I don't know, Dollar General and
Dollar Sergeant?
Yeah, and picking up, like, tons and tons and tons of red nail polish. And you're like, what are you doing?
I'm painting my light. Wait, what? That would be funny.
That looks great. I love the light that you did.
I love it.
It's so nice. My name's Chantel.
Chantel would like it.
Exactly.
That's her thing. She would like it.
So hopefully all those people at the hospital center or whatever it is. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry for not remembering. If you guys are laughing at me, that's totally fine. It's all good. But I appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. Even though my favorite doctor left there and she went to went to Adams. But whatever.
Just go there.
I did. I seen her. I
follow the good ones.
The evil people are here. Hey.
I follow the good ones.
Follow the good ones there, man.
Ones that are, good to me.
Yeah.
You know, they're not everybody's the same.
She hasn't steered me wrong, so.
Well, there you go.
Until she smacks me with a frying pan and be like, wake up! do what I tell you.
Oh.
What happened? You just immediately
I moved. Oh. That's all that needs to happen.
Oh. Yeah, these days, yeah.
Well, it's getting colder out at night.
Yeah, and it's not pleasant.
No, it's for people who actually are affected by it. You're starting to feel it.
Yeah, sure am. Legs are, not working.
Starting to feel it.
Starting to feel it.
Grandpa Chuck.
Feeling in your bones, in your
feeling
arthritis.
It on my joints.
On my joints. Hurting
really bad. Every single year around this time, I get real old.
Oh, man, it hurts so bad, I tell you what.
There's places I didn't even know had joints.
Didn't even know I had arthritis there.
Didn't even know what it was. It just happens every year.
My bunions.
Right around.
Yeah. My bunions. My Paul arthritis. Bunions.
My Paul Bunions.
Even my corns have arthritis.
Even my corns have corns.
They're growing a whole crop. They even got a little family going on there. Tell you what, man.
Grandpa Chuck is telling me all about his corns all the time.
They taste good with butter.
Taste good with salt and butter.
Booter.
But you got to churn the butter on your own.
No, I'm good. That'll hurt my elbows.
It's going to hurt your wrists.
Did it.
You know, you can make butter in a mason jar.
I know. You shake it, right?
Yeah. It's a consistent shake, though. It's not like... you're not vigorously going, because it doesn't work.
Yeah, you just got to do this or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, just back and forth. You can sit and watch TV and make a whole, pound of butter right in your living room.
But yeah, so...
With the heavy cream.
I mean, it's cool.
It is.
So I have to go to the store and buy all the butter you have to buy. It costs $55 a tub.
Yeah.
These days, anyways.
And then what you do is you empty it into a screen or a, where were those potato...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just
we're
a filter.
We're both dying, obviously.
It's because we sat here laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah.
So then you empty the contents. So once it gets to that consistency, the same consistency as butter in the store.
Yeah.
You got to empty the contents either into that potato thingy or you get yourself one of those screens that, you can barely get anything through.
Yep.
And you just,
filter all the water and stuff or whatever.
Well,
it's
actually buttermilk.
Oh.
So you want to save that
and
use it pretty quickly because it does go bad pretty quick. Take your butter, put it on parchment paper, rinse it, put it on parchment paper, wrap it up, throw it in a Ziploc bag, and mark it what it is because you can add stuff to it before you start, shaking the mason jar.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can add garlic. You can add chives, you can add salt, you can add whatever you want to
arthritis
it, really.
Arthritis pills.
Cinnamon and sugar. Arthritis pills. But yes, cinnamon and sugar butter, you can, but make sure that you label it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, because you're going to be like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a bite out of it.
You can put a little sugar in it, make it sweet cream.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then when you want to use it, you take it out.
It's easier, I guess.
It's a little work. But it's not that bad. It's not like you're preparing a whole meal for seven people.
I know. You're like, I'll be right there, guys. I'm just shaking the butter.
You can literally watch your favorite show because it'll be done before your show is over.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Just sit on the couch and just shake it back and forth.
Seems like I got some butter.
Yeah, so you find yourself bored or something one day and
get aggravated watching
You want to try something new and you're bored at home.
Yep.
Well, you can go out and grab me. I suggest getting the mason jars that have the handles on them, but if you don't, you don't. It is what it is. I bought the ones without. It's fine. You can use those too, but the handles just make it easy.
Yeah, because some people can't.
Yeah, some people can't. Yeah, some people won't.
Some people got little hands.
They won't be able to hold on.
Some people got little hands.
You know, you can even take a rest. It's not like you have to, like, I mean, you can't take, like, a long rest because it just won't. It'll be harder to do.
Okay, I can't do this anymore.
Well, some people's, like, their arm might get tired or whatever, but it's pretty nifty. Like, I made a bunch I think it was, like, last year or the year before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I made all that. The garlic and the, you know, like, all of that. It was awesome.
Probably tasted amazing.
It did. And then I used the buttermilk to make biscuits.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, instead of using regular milk or whatever they call for it, you use the buttermilk.
Buttermilk biscuits.
It tastes so good. But be careful, because if you're putting, like, you know, seasonings and stuff in your butter, remember that same seasoning is going to be in the buttermilk.
Yep.
So if you're putting garlic in it, you're going to have garlic buttermilk biscuits.
That's so good.
Yeah. How awesome is that? And then you can take some of your new butter, and when they're done, spread that butter on there.
You're like, yeah, buttermilk biscuits with garlic and garlic butter.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with garlic. No, it's good for you.
It's good for you, yeah. It helps you. Like, it helps your immune system. People don't believe that.
Garlic is really good for you.
I used to take cloves, and when I was sick, didn't swallow the whole clove because it would go through my system, and I was, like, not sick the next day. People are like, that doesn't work. Worked for me.
Well, hey, I mean, it's not like it's going to hurt either.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you have an allergy to it or something. But
it's not like, help me, guys.
Yeah. It's not like it's going to hurt. It's just going to, you know, if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, well, you're no better off or you're no worse off than you were.
Exactly. Exactly.
Except your breath smells like chives.
You smell fantastic.
Come here, baby. Give me a kiss.
Yeah. Let's go. No.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Yeah, you can't really do that anymore because people kind of freak out about
breathing on you.
And one little
yeah.
You know, and it's like, uh-oh.
That was over. That's over with. Grow up. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's still here, but it's not like as brutal as it was.
Nah, and I think we don't, as human beings, as things progress, we just create our own immunities for it eventually.
Did you get COVID? Sure did. Got rid of it in a minute.
Sure did. I got it like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Banana.
Yeah. Burp, 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 burp.
We did it. Wait, that's Dora, isn't it? We did it.
Is it?
We did it. We did it. Yeah, that's Dora. Wow, we're talking about Dora on our show.
It happens. I think we talked about her once before.
Yeah, she scares me.
I think what we were talking about, like, kids' cartoons and how we used to have the really good ones in our generation. Yeah.
Yep.
And then today, I mean, those are great shows for some kids, and it works for them, you know, but they're so repetitive.
They're annoying.
I could remember thinking, I could hear it. I was at a friend's house, and I stayed the night, and they had kids. And there was Dora, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. First of all, there's 18 kids running around. And then there's Dora. The map. And that's like, I kept hearing that, like, over and over and over again.
It gets annoying after a while.
Like, I was like, I'm going to take that map, and I'm going to burn it.
Yeah, I'm going to burn the map, and then I'm going to take the backpack.
Good luck finding your way back.
And I'm going to throw it in the water.
Throw it in the woods.
And when I'm done with you, backpack... I'm going to take out Dora.
Swiper, no swiping.
Swiper, get her. I got her right here, buddy. She's not going anywhere. It would be messed up if she was like, I know ninjutsu.
I know judo.
I know judo. I will drop you quick. Where's the map?
I'm going to rescue him. I'm going to rescue the map.
Help me, I'm burning.
Oh, no. How are we ever going to get home?
Oh, no. Where is backpack?
Woman the pong.
I'm sinking. Bye bye, buddy. while you're all in broken pieces and your fingers are snapped in different directions. She's like, I'm going to take out Chuck because he took out my friends. What's it? What, Boots? Yeah. He'd probably choke me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Boots.
Boots.
Boots. These I like boots your boots, Boots.
For walking.
Boots. Yeah, I like that song. I used to. I don't know. Do I still like it?
That's what they're going to do.
The one song I can't stomach is Jolene.
By Dolly Parton.
I hate that song. There's a reason, though. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah, we don't have to go that route.
No, never. It's scary.
It's a catchy tune, though.
Jolene. No. No, I can't. I love country now, which I hated it. Like I said, hated country.
Dude, that's, and I know you did.
I hated it.
Because when I finally wised up, yeah, you know, and actually expanded my horizons, and I was listening to everything.
My music genre.
I remember how much you used to make fun of me for it, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, man. You're stupid.
I don't care. Like, because when you're younger, you're always thinking like country is all sad and depressing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I lost my dog and I lost my truck and my wife took off with my brother. Exactly.
See, you know.
So like you think that it's gonna be a very depressing thing.
Yeah.
But then you start listening to it and you're like, you know what? So, yeah, some of it is. But so is pop. So is anything else that you're listening to. There's some sad stuff and everything.
But most of the music now is too whiny for me. I don't know what it is. It's just whiny. Like
you mean the country? Or?
No. The country. The new generation music now is terrible. Sorry.
Well, that's because it's all digital and
crybaby whiny music.
There's like auto-tune and
it's like,
digital.
Come on, sing, bro.
And I mean, like, it makes your voice perfect. So and if you have any issues, like, it picks up on it, senses it, and it makes your voice perfect.
And it's sad because none of these people that sing do as like the tours they used to do back in the day. Like, let's say Metallica would tour for 2 straight years. These guys will tour for 25 minutes and they're done for the day.
A few months.
And it's like, come on, man.
6 months, 8 months. Well, it just depends on their fan base too and where they're going.
Yeah, I know. It's just sad, you know.
And then, like, you know, I do like that there's more. There's more effects. So there's more special effects, you know, at shows so that you can actually see more. And some of the, like, laser effects that people can do now.
Yeah.
Like, things I've seen on, like, America's Got Talent. For real, though. Like, have you ever watched those laser, like...
The laser light shows?
Like, they're crazy and they're
like,
awesome.
Wow. I'm like, whoa, Tron.
Yeah, but like, it's a whole story just made with lasers.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, they can
make
like dragons float in the air. It looks like it's there. It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That I like. But I mean, like.
But.
The singers these days are just. Don't get me wrong. Ariana Grande can sing.
There's quite a few that have.
I personally don't think Taylor Swift can sing.
There's
nothing on the Swifties out there. I'm just saying. I just don't think she can sing.
Yeah. I mean, I like her as a person, though.
Oh, yeah. She's a great person. I'm not saying she's a terrible person.
I'm just not a... there are a couple songs that resonate.
I can't. Dude, can't do it.
There's a couple songs that resonate.
Every time I was at the bar, when I was working at the bar, they started playing Taylor Swift. I'm like, oh, dear Lord. And I'd walk right outside.
Yeah, but when any song is overplayed, I'm like, I don't care who it is. It could be the best, greatest, ultimate band in the world. If it's an overplayed song, I'll have the same reaction.
See, that's the thing. That's what radios
did. Like, turn the page.
That's what radios did. They always overplayed a song. Like, stop playing the song. No one wants to hear it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I love Bob Seger, and it was the same with Turn the Page.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a great song. Don't get me wrong. But when you play it over and over and over and over and over, and over it gets...
You just wipe that.
You're like, I don't
want
to listen to that song for like the next 20 years.
Yeah, you wipe it clean, and then all of a sudden you're just driving, and you haven't listened to it for probably a year or so, and then boom, you're like, oh, whoa, I love this song.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, I feel old.
I still go skip to the next song.
Oh yeah,
if that comes on,
you're like, man,
like still, and part of it has to do with when I was a karaoke DJ.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people would sing that song, which is great. It's a great karaoke song. Not shooting it down. Do it if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But it was like a lot. And then there's a few other songs that people would sing continuously. So I don't necessarily listen to the songs anymore. for a while.
You're like,
ugh. Well, when it's over and over, and I mean, some of them I even sang myself. So
yeah,
it happens.
I mean, I'm not a karaoke singer. I'm not a singer because I sound like a dying calf in a hailstorm.
But I'm trying to imagine what that sounds like.
Like,
what?
I there's times where I hit.
What?
There's times where I can hit notes, and you're like, yeah. And then you're like, nope, done.
Yeah, you probably need like liquid courage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liquid courage.
A whole bunch of it, like tequila or something.
When I'm in Ecuador, dude, when I'll drink, and then all of a sudden I'm like right up there singing Ice Ice Baby with no problem whatsoever.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody knows I sing that song, so they're always like, get up there and sing it. I'm like, oh, man. So I go up there and sing it, but.
That's, you know, what that is really what it is for people is confidence.
Yeah.
Like, you can have a good voice and not even realize it, but you don't have the confidence.
Yeah.
And they're just afraid of what kind of reaction they might. Believe me, because in 2009 was the very first time I ever picked up a microphone and started talking in it, you know, or singing in it. So I mean, and I never did that. I always would just, like, do it in the confines of my own room or,
yep.
You know, the car or truck, wherever, you know, wherever I was enclosed.
Yeah.
I still, you know, sing in the vehicle, but
I'll sing in the shower. No, I don't. I don't do that. I promise you.
I tried that, and it's just a weird.
It's too echoey.
I guess that's how you get better, though.
You're like,
because you can hear the acoustics of it. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't want to sound like a dying calf. It's just, it's just they're like, that sounds great. Stop lying to me.
I don't know though. Like, maybe the steam will like open up the vocals.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will.
So real quick.
Yeah.
Picking up the microphone in 2009, I picked it up at a karaoke thing at the Pittsfield VFW when it was over by where the old hot dog.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
when it was over there?
Yeah.
And they used to have karaoke. I think during the week or on a weekend. I can't remember.
I think they did it on a weekend. You invited me one time.
Yeah, and I have my friend Alicia. Shout out to Alicia.
Shout out to Alicia.
I've been friends with Alicia for a very long time.
Same here. I used to babysitter.
And the weirdest thing is that before I had gone to the VFW there.
Yep.
I never knew that she could sing. All right, because I never actually witnessed it or heard it, other than a little bit in the car. But like, she wasn't like pushing it.
Yeah.
And so I heard her sing there for the like first time ever, pretty much. And I was like, holy cow.
Like, what happened?
I had chills.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, well, no, like, I want to try. So I picked a song. I went up there. I got stage fright, and it's just stood there. I tried to sing it. It came out horrible. Right? So... It was just the wrong song. It was a song I liked and everything, but like it was just the wrong song for me. So I'm like, I look at Alicia.
Was it Everest?
Like, no, it was like Eric Clapton or something. Like it was just not for me. And then I looked over and I was like, can you come up here? Like, can you just stand right next to me? It might make me feel better. I mean, I might even turn around and not face anybody. But you gotta remember, like, the
around, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to remember too, at the V there was a lot of older folks.
Yep.
And so they didn't care.
No.
If you were good or bad.
No, they didn't.
No matter how you sounded, they cheered for you. And I think that you get the right crowd, you do it, and you get all that cheering and stuff,
mm-hmm.
It builds your confidence. So you start to like really work on it, and then you get better.
Yep. I didn't. Anyway,
that's because you think you're bad until you don't do it.
Well, dude, I tried to sing an Ed Sheeran song.
So? No, me and no, you sang it.
No, yeah, me and you did great. That was funny.
That was funny? I think Anna still has the video.
She should still have the video. But there, I tried to sing one by myself. I tried to sing the, what the heck is the name of it? Doesn't matter. I tried to sing one in Ecuador, right? I already had enough liquid courage in my body. Which is the stupidest thing, is going up there and try to sing a song. Okay, dumb. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't drunk or anything, but I had enough. I was buzzed, and I was like, I'm going to sing Ed Sheeran, like really loud. Like, why are you yelling?
Everybody's just, you know, at a quiet, like,
yeah, they're all like,
tone.
All you hear is, oh, I'm going to sing Ed Sheeran. Where he's like, what the heck?
And then it all stops.
Yeah, everyone just like,
they just,
all right. So I started singing
staring.
I was like, hey. I was like, well, okay, I'm done. Like, I literally handed the mic back. I was like, nope, can't do this.
Sound like a sick dog.
Yeah, I sound like something was dying. I'm not sure what, like a Yeti.
I found Bigfoot.
Yeah, there he is. Then I was like, I'm not gonna sing.
He's trying to sing. Hurry up, get him some Jack Links.
I did good. I did good when I went there again and did it. I actually did really good. I sounded good. So I thought. I guess. I don't know. But I could hear my voice the way it sounded. Because I wasn't, usually when I sing, I don't push it out. Like, I leave it.
Yeah, because your confidence is low.
And then I pushed it out, and I was like, holy crap, that sounded great. My wife's like, you sounded amazing. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, you just got to let it all go.
Yeah, I finally did it, and I was like, no way. Then they're like, yo, sing like Size Baby. I'm like, man, come on.
Why me?
Because I do it all the time when I go there.
Yeah.
So when I go to Ecuador
and
in
they
October,
love it.
Yeah, so when I go to Ecuador in October, I'm going to go there. They also want to book me for a comedy show. So
there you go.
Yeah, because it's bigger now. It used to be smaller. Now it's a bigger bar, and everyone's like, we want a comedy. I was like, are you sure? Because you said you ain't going to do dark comedy anymore, but I'm a dark comic.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, absolutely. There's no...
Like, there's, like, swear words in it and everything. Are you sure?
I was like, yeah, we talk about a whole bunch of things. I don't know
there's
if you want to...
Like, really bad words in like, there.
I F-bombed everything. Like,
yeah.
That's all I did when I was there the first time. I was like, man, you need to chill out
with
the F-bombs.
I saw the video.
It was like so many of them. I'm like, dude, why?
And there was like four people.
No, there was actually 27 people. They were all in the back. Yeah, there was like the people that were here in the middle when my wife panned. There's a whole bunch in the back. You see them all in the back.
Well, I saw one video that maybe it was just early in the night.
Yeah, there were people just kept coming in. There was people on the side over here. All that whole section was full. This whole section was full. And there was the middle wasn't as full, but there was people like going out and smoking cigarettes too at the time. So,
and you know, laughter is contagious. So you get a group laughing, it's going to get everybody else laughing.
Yep. Like that one dude, you can hear him in the back.
Yeah, and
like,
and
dang.
People's laughs are awesome, dude. Like, they're all very unique.
When I said the spelunking thing, that dude lost it. he just was like,
was like, but when
heck?
I'm watching like stand-up comics,
yeah,
and you can hear that one person that has that ultimate laugh that comes right from the belly, right? No, and it's loud and it's booming and it's great because you know that is so funny to them. So, but the laugh sounds funny too.
Exactly.
Not that I'm like, I would never like form any kind of judgment on a person's laugh.
No,
but it just
not.
Sounds funny, so you just kind of giggle, and then you find yourself laughing because you're giggling.
Yep.
And I mean, these are people that just let it out, and it's awesome. But there's
it.
Always that one.
Always the one.
And you can hear them, and they're like way in the back, and they're over there hollering. Hollering.
Yeah, they're great.
Even at stuff that's not as funny. Like, you're
exactly.
Like, what? Wait, did I miss the punchline?
Yeah, did I do something wrong?
I don't know. I think I missed it.
Well, I also got to remember, it was my first time in a long time being up on a stage, so I was kind of nervous.
Absolutely.
Fact. Absolutely nervous. Like, I kept mumbling.
And I wasn't there.
I know. I kept mumbling my words.
I could never write stuff.
I wrote everything.
I couldn't. I can't write material like that, like comedy material. I can't write it. I tried.
It's easy. I mean, it's not. I mean, I'm not saying you.
Because it seems like it's going to be funny as I'm writing it, and I'm like,
you're like, that's going to be great.
This is going to make people laugh. And then I read it to myself out loud, and I'm like, that was not funny.
See, that's the thing. That's what I did. I wrote my stuff, and I didn't think it was funny. Then I read it to my wife. She was dying. I was like, okay, maybe it's funny. But there were some things I didn't want to keep in there. I was like, man, these are terrible. I hate these ones. And she's like, no, keep them. Then she said, change them this way. So she kind of helped me with some of it, so... I was like, all right. So I changed some of it, and she was like, see, I told you it was going to work. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I did it.
And you got to remember, dude, your wife is always right.
Yeah. All women are right.
She's always right. She has, like, the clout to back it up, too. So, like,
yes.
Every time she said something's going to happen, it always happens. Or the way, like whenever she says anything, it's happening.
It's going to always happens. She's like, we're going to win millions. No,
yeah, yeah, come on, keep saying it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's going to not happen if you keep saying it's not going to happen.
It's not going to I keep saying, I'm going to win. And then I was like, I still lost. What?
I'm going to say it for you. Chuck's going to win the lottery. It's going to be millions.
I can't win.
Hey, I won the Powerball. It was $16.
Nice.
Yes.
I won zero. Wait, I did. Dang it. I won the Powerball, and I didn't even cash it in. Oh, hey, look at that. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1
in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We made it.
Yep. So we made it back. You're hanging out with us, too.
Yeah, you're hanging out with us. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
I don't know why.
Apologize.
You might be in your car. You might be at home, or you might be somewhere, but you're listening.
You're listening.
I know you are.
But we do have a commercial for you guys, because I try to make them every week, and Billy hasn't even heard this one.
You always do that, though. I love it, because it's my authentic reaction to
exactly. it. Exactly. So we're going to leave the mics on so we can die laughing. Okay? So...
Yeah.
You ready for the fun?
Here we go.
Hey there, stink sufferers and silent but deadly sinners. Tired of clearing rooms faster than a fire alarm.
The dog.
Sick of blaming the dog for your digestive disasters. Then prepare to revolutionize your rear with the one, the only, Tutor Fruiters. That's right, folks. Tutor Fruiters is the phenomenal patch that transforms your tushy toots into tantalizing whiffs of wonder. Just slap this magical little sticker right in your undies and watch, or rather, smell, as your chili blasters go from foul to fabulous. We're talking four fantastic flavors to keep your caboose couture on point. Choose from Tropical Tush Tango, a pineapple punch that'll make folks think you just vacationed in Hawaii. Berry Booty Blast, a strawberry surprise so sweet, strangers might ask for dessert recipes. Citrus Cheek Charm, a zesty lemon-lime lift that screams, I'm fresh and I know it. And Mango Moon Mist, an exotic aroma so dreamy, your fanny might get its own fan club. No more awkward apologies. No more pointing at imaginary skunks. With Tutor Fruiters, cutting the cheese becomes a gift. Heck, you might start dropping gas bombs at fancy dinners just to impress the table. Imagine the look on Grandma's face when your toot smells like a fruit basket instead of a landfill. Priceless. So, don't let your derriere despair. Grab Tutor Fruiters today at Dollar Sergeant and Walmax, or straight from our website, www.tutorfruiters.smellsbad.com. So stick 'em, sniff 'em, and strut your stuff with confidence. Tutor Fruiters, because breaking wind deserves to be perfumed.
It's not a real website, by the way.
Yeah, it's not
don't try to go to it.
So don't try to buy any Tutor Fruiters, okay?
don't try to go to that.
Leave that alone.
It said fanny.
It did. Like, you're fanny. Berry Booty Blast.
Oh, man.
That was a good one.
That
was pretty good.
That was funny.
I love that.
I think I had tears.
I do.
I was snorting. It was bad.
It was funny, though. When I played that after I finished it, I was like, that is perfect.
Brilliant.
Tutor Fruiters.
Yeah.
www.tutorfruiters.smellsbad.com. Watch people be like, it's real. I'd be like, wait, what?
That would be weird.
I know. Fanny Blast or what was it?
I don't know, but he said Fanny and I was dying.
Oh, I forgot.
Because he's like the radio announcer guy. Yeah. Fanny.
That's like, why I did it. He is awesome. Actually, it says radio announcer guy.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, perfect.
Tutor Fruiter.
Tutor Fruiter. And you got like flavors, and I'm like, wait a minute.
I put scents, but then all of a sudden it changed to flavors, and I was like, what? It doesn't matter.
I'm like, flavors?
Flavors.
Wait
smells.
A minute.
Did you hear what he said about the Berry Blast one?
I don't know. I might have been laughing and snorting through it.
He goes, Berry Booty Blast, because when you blast one of these off, people are going to constantly ask for dessert recipes.
I missed it because I was laughing so hard. Oh man. Berry Booty Blast.
That's great. So that's awesome. Chuck and Billy's commercial for the day.
For this week?
For this week. We got another one next week.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Well, I was trying to come up with this stuff because I remember our podcast and somebody came up with Tutor Fruiters.
Dude, that's why it sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's because somebody was like, Tutor Fruiters. And I was like, perfect. I wrote it down. So I had it in my, I was going through one of the books that I had that we used to keep everything like logged.
Yeah, because we used to ask people, hey, you know, if you have ideas for us to make commercials on fake products, let us know.
Yeah.
And we will.
Yep. Well, we just made Tutor Fruiters.
Tutor Fruiters.
Tutor Fruiters.
I think that was funny.
Funnier if it was like a jingle.
Yeah.
Like, Tutor Fruiters.
I might be able to do that.
A jingle?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think I got an app for that.
Soon
That's enough. How I made the other jingles.
We should do Tutor Fruiter jingle.
I will work on it.
Let's
see
hilarious.
If I can come up with something.
Tutor Fruiters. Doot, doodle-loo, doot.
I don't know.
I thought somebody was coming in.
We're going to find out. Yeah, it sounded like that for a second.
Like, we're coming in.
I'm like,
no more Tutor Fruiters.
Who is that?
Who are you?
But, who are you?
Who are you?
Tutor Fruiters.
Yeah. But any time that something has to do with a scent, and I hear flavor, I'm like, but.
Yeah, but.
but.
Well, like I said, I did. I wrote scents, and then I.
Oh, no, it's not you. It's just the. It makes it great. It makes it even funnier.
Yeah. Flavors.
Yeah. We have some amazing flavors. Like, wait.
For when you toot. Delicious. Wait,
what?
Yeah, I don't want to see somebody going. Berry Blast.
It is. It's Berry Blast. Can you believe it?
Ew.
I wish we had some sound effects.
We need sound effects.
Yeah, like to make like that noise or
like the.
Yeah, so if you say noise. Something really gross.
Yeah, you're like. Well, I did have that little box, but I don't know what happened with the idea of that.
I don't know.
I don't even know where that is.
I don't even think we can hook it up. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're not cool enough. I see how it is.
So you know what's awesome about this show?
Everything. Tutor Fruiters?
Well, Tutor Fruiters and their flavors.
Mm.
Yeah, awesome. It's like a hangout, you know, like anybody that's like that's tuned in, listening, can sit and relate.
Yep.
You know, to a lot of the stuff we talk about. And it's just like hanging out with us, you know? And I like that.
Yeah. What's cool is we have our annual meeting for here for the show for the whole PCTV and all
stuff
on the 17th.
That's right.
Vote for us. Let us win.
Who votes?
I don't know. It's just a thought.
I don't know. I really don't know how that works.
I don't either. They're probably like, eh, Chuck and Billy now.
I think it's cool because they have really, really cool sandwiches.
And drinks.
And like cookies.
And drinks.
And like, it's a good presentation.
Yeah,
so.
I love it. It's pretty. I liked it last year. It was fun.
I think we went underdressed last year. I felt a little bit underdressed.
I don't know. I think there was a lot of people in. Yeah, I felt a little underdressed.
Yes. Yeah, now you remember,
okay,
right?
I remember. I was like, well, everyone's all dressed up. But why?
We should wear our tux t-shirts.
Yes, we have to.
I have mine. It's clean.
Mine's clean. It's hanging up in the closet.
Yeah, I think mine's hanging up too.
We got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dressed.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like. Yes.
Yours is the orange one, so you're gonna have to go stand at the bar and throw out the vibe.
Yeah, throw out the Tutor Fruiter.
throw out the fanny vibe.
Throw out the fanny.
Hey there.
So we're gonna go ahead and ruin the surprise right now.
Yep.
In case you're wondering what we're talking about Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
So they have fantastic.
It would be awesome if we could actually find the outfits.
I know, the whole thing.
They'd be like.
They have these awesome tuxedos they wear, and they're just radical.
Yeah, they're just wow. And a big wow.
Yeah. I think it was me. Was it me that found them?
I
found t-shirts that had the whole, and they were the same color. So I bought us some t-shirts, and I'm like, we got to wear these. We got to find a time and a place to wear these.
We got to wear them here.
That would be funny.
Yeah. I mean, we'd see us on camera. We're like, what are they wearing?
We'll have to do it for like a holiday show.
Yeah. Well, are that meeting?
But we got to get the top hats.
Oh, I would love that.
We got to get the orange and blue top hats. And a t-shirt. Yeah. Pretty much. Doing the whole. I love that movie.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
The first Dumb and Dumber will always be
a classic.
Yeah, will always be my favorite. There's just out of the I think there's like three of them now.
Were you heading flying somewhere? How'd you guess? Well, I put two and two together. I noticed the luggage.
Where are you from? Austria. Oh.
Austria. Well, good eye, mate.
Let's put another shrimp on the body.
Let's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Samsonite.
Samson.
Swami.
Slippy, slappy, swamp, swami.
Swanson. Samsonite.
Maybe it's on a briefcase. Samsonite.
I was way off. Yeah.
They deleted that from my TikTok account.
I know. There was a bunch of them that were deleted. Yeah, I don't know if you go back and notice, like, when we did the videos about the pet detective.
Yeah, where he was like, Ventura.
Yeah.
Yes, Satan.
Those were removed, too. Yeah.
I know. What the heck?
And I'm, like, watching it. I'm like, and they don't tell you they're going to remove the sound.
Yeah, I know. They're just gone. I'm like, what the?
So you can't even, you don't even know. So you'll go on there and you'll find out who knows how long it's been deleted. And it's like this whole time from the time you found it, you know, and back to whenever they deleted
it. Exactly. It's frustrating.
If anybody watched it, it would be nothing.
Yeah.
We're just us.
It's just.
Yeah. Just with facial expressions and. Do you not hear the words that are coming out? No, I can't. No, just kidding.
What are you guys saying? You're stupid. Why didn't you put the volume up? Wait, what?
And they don't even know the context because we're dressed normal.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ugh.
Ventura.
Yes, Satan. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You sounded like someone else.
You sound like someone else.
I'm just cut with a wisecracks, Ventura.
And he's like,
no, he's coughing in his face.
Mr. Chicken Ants,
I know you have animals in here. I can hear them scratching all day.
Scratching around.
Scratching around.
I never bring my work home with me, sir. What's all the pet food for? Fiber. I love that part where he just pauses and looks up. He's like,
fiber.
Fiber.
He's, you know, the guy, the old guy that plays that part?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
I watched some of it. I never got into it.
Well, he's in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And he plays a very old man who was, like, had a cartel member, right?
Oh, okay.
And he ends up so old, he's in a wheelchair, and he can't speak, so the only thing he can do is hit a bell.
Oh, that's nice. Talk.
So I go, and if I see him like in other things, and I have seen him in other movies since I watched that, and then movies that have been out even before then.
Yeah.
I saw one, he was real young, and I'm realizing now who he is, you know? And I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Cause you have this picture of a character.
Yep.
Right. That you've seen. And then you start seeing him in other places and you're like, I didn't realize there was that much that he did.
Yeah, I think he's done a lot, actually.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But he's him.
Yeah.
The landlord or whatever.
He's that guy.
He's that guy.
He's Satan.
He's played a cop, I believe, or like a detective or something.
Yeah, I watched the new Naked Gun movie.
Yeah, you were talking about that. No? So you can't do that. You can't do it. You can't go watch a new movie and then not tell me to come watch it with you, dude.
No, it's okay.
So that we can both sit here and talk about it. We got to do that.
We can. We can do that.
We got to.
But it was okay. I didn't finish it.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't.
You just couldn't.
I couldn't. I was watching it. I was like, "This, it's not working."
Liam Neeson, isn't it?
Yeah, he's. Okay. I mean, I love him. He's one of my favorite actors. But I'm just like, you can't pull it off, bro. It's not working. He just can't. You can't do it. Like there, he's walking. They're constantly handing him coffee.
Yeah,
it's like out of the blue, just a hand.
Yeah,
he just grabs it and he starts drinking it. Then he's walking by and he's like, "This is getting ridiculous." And another coffee. He starts drinking it, but then they give him this huge one, like this big, drinking it with two hands. It's like, it's just, and there's a part where he's driving his car and he's driving down the road and a hand comes in the window and hands him a coffee and he takes it and he starts drinking. Like, what? No.
Why?
Like, I mean, yeah, they would probably do that in the original Naked Gun stuff, but it just seems like they just were adding dumb things just to make it like that, and it just didn't work for me.
So it's like, I think like the Naked Gun and Police Academy and all those like silly like comedies.
Yeah.
I think they're just not like remaking them is maybe not in the best interest of the people.
Spoof.
Because there's only one, there's only like certain people that can do certain things. And those movies, as classic as they are and as funny as they are, would be great, but having the different actors, actresses doing it,
yeah,
it just doesn't...
It's messed up because Pamela Anderson's in it, and she looks like...
Oh, I heard. I saw.
She looks like she's dead. I'm not being mean.
But I used to watch Baywatch just to see Pam Anderson.
I think everybody watched Baywatch.
Just the beginning.
See Pam. Yeah. Da-da-da. Yeah, they're running.
Do-do-do-do.
Like they did on Friends. Look, they're running in slow motion.
I know.
They're like, yeah.
But yeah, I think I saw her at some event and they had like her name down at the bottom of the screen and I'm like, wait. No. No, don't mess with my head like that.
Yeah, you're stupid.
But it really was her.
Was it? She doesn't look good.
Something's up, maybe?
I don't know, but like she did, like her... I don't know why she's even in the movie. I mean, I know why. I get the point of the character, but it's just she's so... There's a part where he goes, "Would you like to take a seat?" And she's like, "No." And she stands there and starts talking to him, right? She goes, "You know what? I'm going to take this seat right now." She just walks away with it and she's like smacking people with it. It's not even funny. I was just like, what is this? It's so dumb. And she's just walking out. I was like, dragging it behind.
That's kind of funny.
This dude's walking.
I would have laughed at that.
And this guy's walking. She's like, whack. He's like, ugh. And he just falls over and it's like.
But I mean, it's all in the writing. Whoever wrote it.
I don't know who wrote it, but they should let me write it because probably would have been funnier. Or me and you together.
I mean, the Naked Gun was like that kind of funny where...
I just don't think they should remake spoof movies. That's my opinion. Don't ever remake Airplane. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
If you ever make that movie, I will go on set and choke you myself. Okay, leave it alone.
Man. But, hey.
Like Top Secret. Remember that movie?
Top Secret?
Yeah, with the guys dressed as the cow.
No.
And it's got Val Kilmer in it.
No.
Dude, you got to watch that movie. It's the dumbest spoof movie I've ever seen. So dumb.
What was it? Was it Let's Be Police Officers or
Let's
Be Cops?
Yeah, that one.
I loved that movie. That was really funny. That got me laughing.
That was funny.
Let's Be Cops.
That was funny.
If you if you haven't seen it and you get a chance, you should.
Yeah, if you guys have never seen Naked Gun, you got to watch that. Like the original. Not the new one. Stay away from the new one.
What's the other ones? There's the Naked Gun.
There's Naked Gun 30. Naked there's Gun Naked 2.5. And then there's Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Yeah. Is it 33 and a third? Yeah.
Is it 33? I think it's 33 and a half. It might be 33 and a half. But
I don't remember.
But it's so funny. Those are funny. The new one, I can't. Like, I didn't laugh at any of it.
You're just sitting there. Funny. You're just sitting there.
Where's Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, well.
This is funny.
Well, it could be funny for the younger generation, because we were young.
Yeah, we got to remember, the younger generation laugh at the stupidest things that aren't even funny.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you laughing at?
You ever
at?
Gone on a funny. Teen account of TikTok? There's lots of stuff on there that I would not be laughing at. It's
yeah, but they're like,
me, but they
like
are
something
dying.
Dumb. Like they bang their head on the, like on the wall, and they're like, oh, and they're like, ha ha ha. How's that funny?
I don't know.
Let me slam your head against the wall, see if you laugh at that.
I don't. People like falling down for some reason.
It's
like,
not funny.
It is.
Well, I mean, if you do it, if it's done properly,
I'll ask if someone's okay. Like if that happens in front of me, I'm not gonna. Like laugh at them.
I will.
It depends. I'm gonna ask if someone's okay. If it's you, I'm gonna ask you if you're okay.
No, you're not. You're gonna be like,
no,
laughing,
dude, I am
for
gonna,
10 seconds.
No, I swear.
Then you'll laugh.
I swear
okay.
On my whole life, I'm gonna ask you if you're okay. And if you say, "Yeah, man, I'm good," I'm gonna die.
See, I laugh first and then ask.
Yeah, sometimes it's just how you respond.
It's like, ha ha, dude, you okay?
Sometimes it's like an awkward situation, so that's how you respond.
No,
like
if you're,
some people just laugh at awkward moments.
If you're laying like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber, he falls off the thing, the runway thing.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then I'm like, whoa, bro, you all right?
Yeah, yeah. You get like one leg over your head and an arm across your chest. The other one's underneath you.
Goodbye, my love. And he's like trying to get his hand out of the what? Like a rubber thing. I don't know what that was, but.
What?
The airbag.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's like, Mary! He's,
yeah.
He's like...
It was more like a balloon.
Yeah, it was. He's trying to get out of it. It's stuck to his face.
After I spent time watching airbags go off, I was like, that's not like the movies.
It's like the one that happens in, what was it, National Lampoon's. When it's like a plastic hefty bag.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, oh, airbag. Just pushing it down. Is this supposed to make that noise? Oh, all new cars do that. He turns it off. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's.
I love that movie. That they should never remake either.
Vacation?
Vacation, any of it. Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
Remake, no. They've added more movies to it, but.
No, yeah, adding more movies to them, because that's a. National Lampoon's is like a thing. Don't ever remake those movies. Leave them alone.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
please.
If somebody's like, oh, I'm going to remake National Lampoon's Vacation.
Please.
No, you're not.
Please, please, please. You know, I would like to see something that's a more original.
Yeah, nobody has any ideas anymore.
That's just all the good ideas were already taken.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm going to remake Scream. No, somebody's remaking Halloween.
There's going to be another Scream, by the way.
I know.
Scream 7.
Yeah, I know.
Is coming out.
They're remaking Halloween.
Leave again?
It alone. Yes. Leave it alone.
Yeah, because they remade it. Rob Zombie remade it.
That
Halloween, the first and second one.
The second one was horrible. First one I could
double. And so they're remaking it again? Who's remaking it?
They want... I can't remember his name. What the heck was his name?
Is it like... Is it a comeback?
No.
Because there's no coming back from that ending.
They're remaking it. Like completely, like from the beginning to the end.
I love Michael Myers. Let's see.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a shot.
I love those movies.
Yeah, I love them. The mask is totally different.
I assume it would be.
But I mean, it's still gonna have. It looks like.
Please don't make him fast.
Yeah,
like he's not supposed to be fast.
Like he's running.
Yeah,
he's jogging.
He's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be slow. And then I don't know how he gets where he gets so slowly. And he's there
like
before
Jason.
You. Yeah, Jason was the same way until they remade Jason. They did a newer version of Jason, and he was running
fast.
Running fast at people. And I'm like, that's not what he does. That's maybe scary, but like someone just standing there and you're running, and then all of a sudden they're in front of you. How did he get there?
He's magical.
And you never see, you see him walk a couple steps. But then he's in front of you somehow. He just knows shortcuts.
And then you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
so as long as I don't make Michael Myers fast, running, you know, he's creepy just standing there. That's what's creepy about him is he doesn't move.
Yep, that's why they call him the
boogeyman.
He
just stares.
He's like...
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't make him run. Like, if you're standing there, I'm like, what are you going to do, homie? And he just stands there, and then he
runs
at you.
Yeah, he just swings his arm.
Why do you, no, right, don't run.
Yeah, he just swings his arm, and that's it.
Yeah, they're remaking they're remaking Halloween and Friday the 13th.
And Jason?
Yep.
Well, then.
I seen the new mask. It looks terrible. That's my
opinion. Jason mask?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, you know what? That's going to be a thing that we're going to have to get into so that we can make a...
Like we said before, we did like the new Child's Play one. I did like that one.
I think it's good for the times.
Yeah.
Just like the original Child's Play was good for our time.
But Halloween, I love the original.
Absolutely.
Love it. With the pat. I love them all. Some of them I do. Some of them I can't stand. But
I didn't really like the third one, but I kind of did, but it had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Really. I know. I still liked it anyways, because like watching the kids' faces melt in the mask.
Yeah.
Shamrock masks. Anyway.
The Season of the Witch.
I'm like one of those guys that are like, okay, if it's not like the original, I don't want to watch it. But I'm not. I'm one of those people that'll give something a chance.
Yeah, because it could be great.
Yeah, I gave Rob Zombie's first one a chance, and I didn't mind that one. But when I watched the second one, I was like, what is going on with the white horse?
I don't even remember watching the second one.
The second one was horrible.
But horrible. What I liked about Rob Zombie's version is that it got into his head.
Yeah.
Like, you saw him as a kid a little bit, and you kind of got the idea of him. And I like that they went in a little bit deeper.
Yeah, I liked the one on his backstory. The beginning. Yeah, that's what I liked. I loved that whole thing. The second one was just stupid.
It was royally stupid.
Anyway, it was just so, I hated it. Like the white horse with his mom on it, and then the small version of him, which made no sense because I was like, he's not even dead. Why are you showing a small version of him? Right. And then I can't remember.
Well, do you remember Cell or The Cell or something? Yeah. It was the one with J-Lo.
Yeah.
And she went into the mind of this serial killer.
Yeah.
And he was a little boy. Yeah. Maybe it was meant to like kind of depict that. Maybe.
But I think it was more like they were turning it into Jason.
Yeah.
Because Jason always saw his mom. And
that's what exactly.
I hated it.
That's not
it
the storyline.
So stupid. And then he eats a dog. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's not Michael Myers.
Yeah, that's not, no. I was like, what's going on? Now it's
his
like
whole sole purpose was to find his sister.
Yeah, now it's like, now he's eating dogs.
Her.
Yeah, and it didn't go that way. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was it. That was his always, his sole purpose was to find her and the bloodline somehow. But like, that was his whole purpose.
But it was weird because...
Not riding white horses.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I was just like, what is this? Like, the beginning of the movie, like, maybe 25 minutes into the movie, it was good. And then from that point on, it just went downhill. I was like, this is... And the guy that plays Chucky is the cop in there, the one that does his voice.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're, like, listening to him, and you're like, Chucky's here.
He's
going to help. But... the movie was horrible. If anyone's ever seen that movie, I'm so sorry. If you liked it, something's wrong with you. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll have to just wait and see what happens when it comes out. I think we got some homework to do when it does. And we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
Because that way we can talk about it.
Yes. We're going to watch movies and be like, these are fantastic. I love them. Do it in Chantel's voice. It was so good.
Chuckle. Chantel. Chuckle and Bieber, give it a...
Chuckle and Bieber.
Chuckle and...
Shuckles.
Chuckle and Bieber, give it a 2 thumbs up.
You gotta look at the camera and do it, like... Chuckle and Bieber.
Welcome today to the Chuckles.
Chuckle and Bieber.
The Chuckle and Bieber show.
We're gonna rate some of these movies.
We're gonna
rate some of these movies.
We're gonna be your movie critics.
We're gonna give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
We watched this movie and then it was horrible.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
do it like the, like Damon Wayans did in the Living Color. We give it two snaps up.
What would we say if it was not good though?
It was unwatchable.
It was like two snaps up.
Oh no, we got 10 seconds.
One snap down.
Dang it. All right. Well, we want to say thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. You guys have a good one. Thank you for watching the show.
Listening and watching.
And listening and watching. But thank you. Really appreciate it. You guys have a good night. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
See you next week.